Hello and welcome to episode 2 of this secret pop-up podcast. We're looking at the 3 life secrets. In episode 1, we uncovered the 12 chains that hold us back in life. And now here in episode 2, I want to take you through the 3 types of chains. That's life secret number 2. So there are 3 types of chains. So if we look at the 12 that we went through yesterday, we can break them out into 3 different groups. And when I was creating this model, the 12 chains, again, for me, I like things really simple. I like to be able to look at something and understand it and be able to digest it and be like, okay, now what are my action items? And so when I was looking at the 12 chains, I tried to identify similarities or links between them. And that's how I created the 3 types of chains. I sort of found those similarities between them. And what I'm going to go through with you now is an overview of each of those types of chains, the 3 types of chains, and also how they fit together in levels, because some chains are easier to break than others. And the easiest way to think about this is a set of stairs. If we have level 1 as the first step on that set of stairs, whenever we try and climb it, that's going to be the thing that we hit first. And that's, you know, the set of chains that are the easiest to break. And then we'll move up and it's like, okay, level 2. These are probably going to be a little bit more challenging, because they show up differently in our lives. There are different considerations for them, and that's what I'm going to touch on. And then finally, level 3. Again, slightly more challenging to break. And the 3 types of chains split out into self-directed actions, external influences, and mental images. So level 1 is all about self-directed action. The things that we control, things that we have direct influence over. And so the 4 chains at level 1, or the first type of chain, which is self-directed action, we have the chains of knowledge, speed, convenience, and relationships. Now in episode 1, we went through a description for each of the type of chains, and that's why that episode was a bit longer. But if we think about this from the perspective of, okay, if there's a type that is self-directed action, and it's the level 1 chain, it's the easiest to break, and we know that knowledge, speed, convenience, and relationships fit within that level, it's because those are the things that we have more control over. We can choose who we spend our time with. We can choose the relationships we build or move away from. We can choose the knowledge we want to gain and how and when we gain it. We can choose how we spend our time in the world of conveniences, whether it's shopping, eating, sitting on the sofa and binging Netflix, which I am guilty of just the same, but I recognize it. And then sometimes I'll take a break and I'll go and do other things, or I'll take a period away and maybe I don't watch anything for a week. So I recognize convenience in my own life, and I know I have to work against that. It's still a self-directed action, though. It's a decision for me and a decision for you of whether we fall into that trap. Do we spend our time watching, eating, ordering, all of these conveniences that we have in our life? Likewise, if we've created a list of the knowledge that we want to gain, when and how are we gaining that? Is it through courses? Is it through live events? Is it by reading books? How are we going to gain it? And how are we using our time to gain that knowledge? And that's why level 1 is self-directed actions. We have a lot more control over those chains. They're easier to break because of that. And then if we move to level 2, this is about the external influences, the things that come into our universe and impact us. Sometimes we do have control over them, and that's great. Other times they come at us whether we want them to or not. And so the chains at level two, the second type of chain, which is the external influences, these chains are time, location, responsibilities, and priorities. And if you remember back to episode one, I talked about time as, yes, how are we using our time? What are we using it on? Location as being influenced by work and family. So that's an external influence there. Then we had two types of responsibilities, the responsibilities we want and we take on, and the responsibilities that are handed to us by other people. So that's an external influence. And the same with priorities, those priorities that we have that are important to us, and the tasks or priorities that are given to us by other people that we add to our list. So that is also an external influence. And that's why level two is about those external influences. These are a bit harder to break free of, because we may have to have some conversations. We may have to hand responsibilities back, or tell our boss that we don't have time for their new priority unless they tell us which item to drop off the list. So these external influences, it's about being in a situation of saying, I understand there are certain things here that are influencing me, whether it's friends, family, work, the world around me. What am I going to do? How am I going to manage this situation? As I said, there may be some challenging conversations there, but the key point of this whole pop-up podcast series is to help you understand what's influencing your life. So the 12 chains as a starting point, how you can start to make some changes, and what that can potentially mean for you. It can mean the freedom. Now, if you say, I want to live on a desert island, where is that? That's one of the things we spoke about yesterday. But there's also that question of, are there things that you need to break free of, or conversations that you need to have to enable you to move to that desert island? Is it a conversation with family that says, as much as I love you, this is something I need to do. This is important for me. Likewise, responsibilities. You want to spend your time with family. So maybe you need to hand some responsibilities back so that it doesn't take your time. So those are the chains at level two. The chains related to external influences. And then level three, the third type of chain, the mental images. The images that we create in our head of different situations and scenarios. So the chains at this level are risk, fear, pressure, and perception. Risk, we spoke about in episode one. We look at situations, we weigh up risk, and then we choose whether to do it or not. So that's an image that we create in our head of what could or couldn't happen. Fear is that one step further, because we often create the worst case scenario. I gave the example of jumping out of a plane, doing a parachute, a skydive, and being worried that I would go splat. The parachute wouldn't open, I would plummet to the ground, and I would hit the floor, and that would be it. So that was fear. Okay, but it was still based on an image that I created in my head. Pressure is another mental image that we create, because we think about other people judging us, putting pressure on us to toe the party line, do something in a certain way, in a certain time, support them in a certain way. And so we create those images of, what may be disapproving looks from friends, from family, from colleagues, and we let it hold us back. And then finally, perception, also mental images. We create images of what people think about us, how they may look at us and what we wear, how we act. And so mental images are the third type of chain, and that's why they're at level three, because they're a bit more challenging to break, because it's the stuff that's going on inside our head. It's not the actions that we take. It's not the external influences that we can have conversations about or move away from. It's about the images that we create in our head. And if we can work with those and change those images, we can move away from fear. We can break through it. We can change our worries about perception and be like, it doesn't matter anymore. Sometimes what other people think is completely irrelevant to the situation that you're facing. So don't let it stop you. And so those are the three types of chains that I wanted to go through in this episode. So episode one, we had the 12 chains. We understand them now. Here we've got the three types of chains and how they break out into levels. And in the final episode of this podcast, so episode three, which you'll get access to tomorrow, I'll be taking you through the four steps to break a chain. So there's a process that we can go through, four steps, and that starts us on the path to breaking each of the chains. Obviously, we can break the chains in any order. That's up to us, whichever we feel is most important or is impacting us the most. But before I finish today, I wanted to quickly tell you about the Chained to Champion program. Now, Chained to Champion is my signature program. It was the basis for my book, Finally Find Freedom. And it's a guided program where I support people in creating that vision for their life, uncovering the chains that are holding them back. So we've touched on them in episode one and now again in episode two, but we dig deeper. We do the exercises. We see how they are showing up in a person's life. And then we work through to breaking them. So I support them with taking the actions, thinking differently, you know, reframing situations, being that support mechanism for them. So tomorrow in episode three, we're going to go through the four steps so that you have them and you can take that on yourself. But the whole purpose of the Chained to Champion program is to give you support, is to have somebody in your corner who knows what it's like and understands, because I've been through this. I've broken the chains in my own life. I understand how challenging it can be. And that's why I wanted to, I guess, make you aware that the program exists. Invite you to book a call if you want to learn more about how you can get my support in breaking free of the chains in your life and setting yourself up for success. That's the easiest way to think about it. Is it's like, if you can recognize there are things that are holding you back, like the 12 chains, then just think where you could be if you can break free of them, how much further you can go, how much faster you can go, how you can achieve the goals that you set and the vision that you have for your life. Because if you don't take any action, or you try and take the action but struggle and don't manage to break free of the chains, nothing changes. You'll struggle to reach the destination that you want. So that's a quick reference there, Chained to Champion, my guided program. So I'll be in your corner supporting you and guiding you through breaking each of these chains. And for now, there's a couple of things you could do and write down in the workbook if you haven't already. And I'll see you for episode three.